science falsely so called. In his outstanding book, Number and Scripture, on page 103, E.W. Bullinger wrote, "Instead of making the Bible agree with science, science must agree with the Bible. If it does not, it is only because it is science falsely so called, and not real science. Scientia is the Latin word for knowledge, whereas very much of what goes by the name of science today is not science at all. It is only hypothesis. Read man's books on this so-called science, and you will get tired of the never-ending repetition of such words as hypothesis, conjecture, supposition, etc., etc. This is the reason that such theories, which are falsely dignified by the name of science, are constantly changing. We talk of the science of geology, or of medical science, but read books on geology or medicine, for example, written 50 years ago, and you will find that they are now quite out of date. But truth cannot change. Truth will never be out of date. What we know can never alter. This of itself proves that the word science is wrongly used when it is applied only to hypotheses which are merely invented to explain certain phenomena. It is not for such theories that we are going to give up facts. It is not for conjectures that we are going to abandon truth.